Alex Petrovic, right here from Edmonton, joins us, a member of the Panthers. Petro, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're well. Well, first of all, update us on your health. When do you expect to get back on the ice?
Probably another 3 or 4 weeks still. It's coming along. It's actually ahead of schedule. It's just trying to, you know, tell the doctors it's fine, but they like to take their time and make sure it's all healed up. So I think that's the best bet.
Tell the doctors it's fine.
Yeah,
frustrating for you. You haven't really had an extensive injury like this.
No, I was out probably 6 weeks last year around this time. I'm usually due around this time to get hurt or something. So, I've been eating healthy, staying in shape. So I think when I come back, I'll still be pretty strong and feel really good.
Now, while you're injured, you still hang out with the team, and you guys are there. Jaromír Jágr's 44 years of age, and he's 20 years older than you. Like, it could be your dad, literally. And here he is.
Yeah.
He just scored his 1,887th point. How does your team celebrate an achievement like that? Like, what do you get a guy? Do you get him anything?
I think tomorrow at the game, I think the team got him something, like a stick that's inscribed with his new record. But I think we just take it like we always do. He's been breaking records since he's been here. So I think this one's a little is a pretty big achievement, though. It's he's right up there next to Gretzky, and I don't think anyone's gonna ever catch Gretzky. But I think he's pretty humble about it too. So that's always it's awesome to see.
You know, Alex, you play with Jágr. You must be struck every day by his longevity. But, you know, I just look at the numbers. He made his NHL debut almost 2 years before you were born. He was playing in the National Hockey League before 15 players on your roster were even born.
Yeah.
Talk about him in the room and relating to all the younger players like yourself. You got some real good young players. He's almost from a different generation where, like Gregor said, he could be your dad, yet he's a teammate.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. He kind of, I think he just keeps up with the times. He tries to stay young, like around with us. And I don't know. He's always working on something in the gym. He's not trying to get jacked or try to get huge. He's working on good positioning. And I think that's why he's played so long in this league. He's always trying to get better, to work, improving on something that he's weak on. And he's got that drive still. So it's pretty amazing. Guy can have that drive for, 20 plus years. And, that's why he's breaking records. And that's why he's being successful. He's a great guy off the ice, and he works his butt off on the ice too.
Alex Petrovic from the Florida Panthers joins us. Jaromír Jágr on the verge of passing Mark Messier. And, I know Messier is a little bit before your time, but obviously I'm sure your parents, they grew up, but watching the Oilers in the heyday. So any Edmontonian knows about the Oilers of yore. And so you see Jágr kind of in between Gretzky and Messier. And everybody always knows Jagger's great. But when you see that many points, and when you look at a guy like Joe Thornton or Jerome Iginla, who are great players in themselves, and they're still 500-600 points behind Jágr, like it's really kind of mind-blowing if you take a step back and look what he's done.
Yeah, I think, early on in their careers, they were absolute superstars and just freaks of nature, I guess you could say, back in their days. And I think that's where they loaded up on all their points back then. And so it's a different game now. It's so tight, so close technically. And, defense is really taking its turn, and goalies especially, all that stuff. So it's it's a completely different game now. And, back then those guys were, regarded as, game changers, just like McDavid and Sid the Kid are nowadays. So it's crazy how far the game's come.
Alex, Jágr was never what you'd call, McDavid fast or LaFleur fast. Size, reach, leverage. He didn't really have to worry about losing a step because that wasn't a huge part of his game. Just watching him and practicing with him as a teammate, Is it stunning to you that he's still so effective at this age? Because it really is like a one out of a thousand thing for a player to – he's not just hanging on. He's still a really good player.
Yeah, I think that's all he works on, though, is just around the net and just him and Barkey and whoever his other line mate is. You know, Huberto's been out, but they just work around the net. That's where goals are scored, and you don't see him scoring goals, you know, too much further outside of the hash marks or anything. He's straight in there in front of the net, and you know, I think it's a lot of guys have to learn from that. That's where you're gonna score a lot of goals. They can't all be pretty goals or you know make plays, you know, too far from each other. You got to stay close, support each other, and you know that's the one thing he's really good at, and it's obviously very successful. I think. You know, we could all learn stuff from that.
Alex Petrovic from the Florida Panthers joins us. You mentioned how with Jagr, he's just kind of one of the guys around the room, jokes around. You learn a lot from him and just his practicing. How he plays the game with – he slows the game down. He's able to play in confined areas. And when you look at you as a defense, when that's likely going to allow you to be a better player going up against Jagr, because if you can succeed against guys like that, right, how much easier or better does it make the game for you learning, you know, in practice going up against a guy like that?
Yeah, of course. It's unreal. I think him protecting the puck, he's like trying to move an elephant. He's just absolutely massive. He's got that big ass on him and he just pushes guys around. And the stick, you can't lift the stick off the ice. You got to literally put everything you have into it and hopefully get the puck. So it's, you know, sometimes he'll pull me aside just because I'm one of the bigger D-men on the team, and we'll play one-on-one in the corner and he's telling me to push hard on him and, you know, give him my all just to try and get the puck back. And you know, he loves it when I succeed, and it just tries to make him better, and that's the way he works. He doesn't see guys beating him one-on-one or whatnot. He's just getting better, and it makes me better as well.
Jason Strudwick, who is a defenseman like yourself, was telling me how one day, you know, Jagr was after practice wanting him to come out and work on his shots, and he was all excited. He goes, great. Well, he spent the whole practice just passing the puck to Jagr. He never got to shoot Jagr's shot the entire time. Have you had one of those experiences where it's working on his game, but really you're just out there to help him? Maybe you're just the passer?
No, I'm not. I'm not usually passing to him. It's usually Barkov or or Hubie. You know, he doesn't want me passing to him. I can't. I don't have the skills like Barkov or Hubie. But usually the stuff we do is just kind of battle drills in the corner. Or he'll come down, you know, towards the net, and I'll try and get a stick up as a pass is coming from the corner or something. It's kind of stuff we like to work on. And he's funny. We all, some guys will be watching, and, you know, if I take the puck away from him, everyone's cheering and stuff. You know, it's Jaromir Jagr, but he's just trying to get better. So.
It's Jaromir Jagr, man. Any battle won by Jagr in practice, you got to get that on film someday just so you can see, this is me dominating Jagr in practice one day. That's what you're going to have to show your kids.
If we had the media like we did in Edmonton, I think everyone would see that.
One last one. About your team, you know, a coaching change, Gerard Galanta. I know you loved him as a coach. How surprising was that, and how has it been for your team to adapt?
It was a huge shock, I think, especially being on that road trip. It was the beginning of the road trip, and, you know, it was weird what went down. But, you know, Turk was an awesome coach. Couldn't say anything bad about the guy. You know, that's why we had so much success last year, is because he let us play the way we wanted to. And I think, you know, Tom coming in, he coached me back in San Antonio for a couple of years. And I think he changed my career around. He really helped me, and I think he really helped a lot of guys down there. So he's a bit of a hard ass on guys, but I think he's evolved his coaching ways from the American League to here. And those guys want to win at this level and on our team for sure. So, you know, it's just a little bit of adversity that our team's gone through. We've gone through a lot of changes, and think we're going to be better for it. That's for sure.
Alex, thanks for your time, man. Merry Christmas, and hopefully you get healthy and back on the ice soon in January.
Okay, thanks a lot.